Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Before the break of news, we told you a little bit about John Cass, who's going to be taken off the celebrated page two spot in the Chicago Tribune. He'll be pushed back literally in the column a little bit or in the newspaper and be featured with many other voices that you regularly read there. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen to page two. Will there always be an editorial columnist there, that is an op-ed? And for that matter, was Cass moved because of something he wrote, or was it always in the works? We understand that this has been planned for a while. Colin McMahon is the editor-in-chief at the Chicago Tribune. Thanks for joining us, Colin. You're on the air. How are you?
Good talking to you, John.
So just tell me a little bit about maybe this move first. John Cass coming off page two. That was in the works for a while. That's my understanding.
Yeah, that's something we've been talking about for quite some time, and certainly since I returned to the newsroom as editor-in-chief, we feel like we need to be clearer about what is opinion writing and what is news coverage, and I frankly don't think it's been very clear in the news pages of the A section, of the main section, and more important, a lot of readers don't think it's very clear, and they've been responding. So I think the other key point here is that Several columnists are featured on page two in print, and they are all being housed on a single page that is very clearly labeled that we're going to create probably at the end of this week. So it's not just John Cass, it's also Donnie Blanton and Rex Pupke and some others.
So you'll still have a columnist on page two, but it will be a rotating group of people, is that correct?
No, it's actually rotating now. It's either John or Darlene Glanton and Rex. And we're taking all of them and moving them back onto a single page, a shared page. So page two will be what we call jumps, you know, continuation of stories from page one, which is a really good reader experience. And the columnists will all reside, Cass and Glanton and Hupke and Stevens and Schmeek will all reside on a page called Tribune Voices.
I sound like I don't subscribe to the Tribune, and I do, and I read it every day. Funny, though, because I think of John Cass as the page two guy, and then everybody else somewhere else, but other people have been sharing that slot with Cass. He's not a seven-day-a-week columnist, obviously.
That is correct. That's correct. So John writes three or four times a week, and Darlene writes two or three times a week, and Rex Hupke writes, and so they on days when John is not on page two, others are on page two, and you know it's even like the page two spot. You know that used to be page three under Royko, and you know only in the last 10 years that it moved to page two. So it's not as kind of stone tablet as I think people think it is. It's a fluid thing and always has been.
Well, if you asked me, and I think a lot of people in Chicago, who is the marquee columnist for the Chicago Tribune, they say John Cass. He's on page two or page three. He's either on the left or the right when you open up the paper. Two or three, he's on two. He is the masthead columnist for the Chicago Tribune. That wasn't lost on you. You understood that, right?
I do understand that. I think that probably was truer several years ago. And that's part of what we're trying to get at, right? So part of what we're trying to get at is, you know, there are a lot more people writing commentary in Chicago Tribune now. And it isn't, you know, at one point it was probably, you know, Cass and Schmeek. And so I think that speaks exactly to the point that I'm making here and we're trying to address, which is a lot more voices, not as clear as it used to be, and we felt like we needed to address that.
Do you really believe that people thought that what John Cass was doing was the news coverage of the Tribune and not one man's opinion?
With John Cass, maybe not, but certainly with others. I'll tell you, I get more letters about the columnist than I do about the coverage. And there were a lot of people who say, why is this person... Right, and you can fill in the name there, allowed to give their opinion in the news pages. So, I think that Kaz has been around a long time. He's certainly known and has a legion of followers, is extremely popular with many of our readers.
Yeah.
However, I do believe that all of the columnists at some point, can their position in the news pages can lead to confusion. And that's what I'm trying to address.
This is not in any way a reaction to the social justice warrior column?
I think it's unfortunate timing, frankly. I started working on some prototypes on this, months ago, something we discussed when I came back into the newsroom in early March. I feel like this has been, particularly in these hyper-partisan, caustic partisan times, I think it's something that we needed to address. And so now it's not any specific column, any specific columnist. It's a more general attempt to be clear and transparent.
Colin, it's Steve Bertrand in the newsroom. So if you take off your editor hat and put your reporter hat back on and you heard an editor say that, you'd say, that seems like quite a coincidence. I mean, was at least the timing of this long-term plan impacted by the writing from the Guild and others?
Steve, that's a good question. Yeah, again, if you could see into all my email and there's the paper trails, you would see that what I'm saying is I agree. People would have, I don't believe that reaction. But it's actually, we almost pulled the trigger on it last week, and instead we had to nail down a couple of things with our print team. So that's why it got kicked.
I almost wonder if it's enough to make you do the opposite, so as not to make it appear reactionary. You leave him there for another month or two and let the dust settle on this, but you're going to go ahead with it.
I
want to also though just get your reaction to I guess you did comment on the news versus commentary thing. I know that like a Fox News channel will run into that problem where people say Fox is this, but their news division is something else. I thought that the line of demarcation was pretty clear in the Tribune. And if I were keeping score about the Tribune columnists, I would say that aside from John Cass, I can't think of many conservative columnists you have. Hupke is obviously, hilariously liberal. Zorn leans left. Schmeek doesn't get too involved in presidential politics, but she leans left with her poems and things like that. And on it goes. I can't think of anybody else that is a featured conservative columnist in the Tribune. Are you going to try and balance that in any way?
Good question. It's certainly something we talk about here. We have an editorial board, and that editorial board is independent of the newsroom and run by Kristen McQuarrie, who's fantastic. And, she's looking at expanding conservative voices.
And she is a conservative voice herself. She's not a regular columnist, but she leans that way for sure.
She is. And I think, before Donald Trump, Steve Chapman would definitely have been considered more on the conservative side than on the liberal side. I think the whole never Trumper aspect of today's politics has kind of blurred some of those lines, right? But I would say that that's something that we do think is important. And again, I'm trying to get at some of this. I'm trying to get at separating that out. To your point about should I, wait on this? Well, I believe in this very strongly, and I think you do what you believe in, and you can't get sidetracked by what I consider, momentary flashes of noise and drama.
How did Mr. Cass take this news?
I think John feels that strongly that he is that he has a loyal following, and that's true. And I think there's a definitely, I did not talk to John personally. I've talked to others about it. I think that he feels like it does a service to his readers and his followers to be in a prominent position, and we disagree on that.
Are you going to ask him to apologize, or is this whole social justice warrior column thing over now?
I am not involving myself in the substance of John's column from last week. Again, this is not about a specific column or a specific columnist. And so I think that John is talking with Kristen about the reaction to his columns. I know that he is understandably, I'd say, upset about the allegations against him made because of the column. But that's a conversation between him and Kristen about what's next from John.
Anything else you want our listeners to know about the Tribune and the changes?
Yeah, I want people to give it a chance. I want people to try to understand what we're trying to do. This is not only in print, online. We're adding language to differentiate what is news and what is opinion. We are, if you look at what's going on in the industry, that's an issue. And so I think if people can have an open mind about why we're doing this, I think they'll understand it, even if they don't agree with it.
Okay. I really appreciate you coming on with us today. We did reach out to John, and he declined our invitation. I'm sure he will be writing about this in some manner. But, Colin, I sure appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, good talking to you, John.
Likewise. Colin McManus, the editor-in-chief at the Chicago Tribune. John Cass, no longer the featured columnist on Page 2. We'll see how that looks, but nobody will be on Page 2 anymore. As he said, stories that started on the first page will continue on the second.